Hey, see, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that
Pause.
Watch our language.
You know, PG-13.
You know, watch our mouth. This is a family show or whatever.
Is it on?
We are live, y'all.
It's the Fresh Air Podcast with your co-host.
It's Jew on the trap.
You feel me? It's Isha over here.
Season one.
Yeah.
Episode one of the Fresh
Season one, episode one. Let's reiterate that.
How y'all feeling? Like, I'm excited. You excited?
I'm excited, too.
I'm excited. Because, y'all, we teed this season. We are teed this season. Just to kind of reiterate, season one, y'all. We have
episode one, y'all.
6 episodes within each season. This series is going to be talking about relationships. We're talking about all type of relationships.
Situationships. Friendships.
Intercultural relationships. Mm-hmm. Y'all know some of y'all are affected by that. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about all that this season. We're super, super excited.
Let's just break down for a second. We are the Fresh Air Podcast. As many of you know, if you're listening, then you probably know our bio. You know, we're 2 college students.
Facts.
We're aiming to bring back real conversation about pop culture, college life, adulting, and, like, everything that falls in between there falls between the both of us. Because, you know, we have different backgrounds, but we're very similar in our college education, we're adulting, all that jazz, right?
Boy, are we adulting, okay? We pay rent around these parts now.
Really, though?
Yeah, we pay rent around these
if you
parts.
Can relate, okay, if you can relate.
Definitely.
But yeah, so that's really what we're about. So, of course, you know, episode one, once again, we're here. We're going to take the time to break down and let you guys know a little bit about ourselves, who we are, what we're doing,
why we're doing this.
And yeah. So, Julia.
I'll start it off. So, hey, everyone. My name is Julia, or, you know, some of my friends know me as Jew. Some of you listeners, we all friends now, so you can call me Jew as well. I'm a junior sociology student at the illustrious, don't forget that, North Carolina Agricultural and Technical States University. but on a real note, the Fresh Air Podcast means a lot to me because I feel like oftentimes we have conversations, like me and Isha have the best conversations, and I feel like we want to share with the world because not only do I want to know what we're thinking, but I want to know what you guys think and what you guys feel, and also bring you guys on to the, you know, the conversations, because that's what it is. It's a conversation, and conversations are, you know, amongst people. So that's a little bit about me. What about you, Ish?
Ish is my name. You feel me? Playing is my game. I'm just kidding. Okay. My name is Aisha. My friends call me Ishi, so if you're my friend, feel free to call me that. If you're not, I prefer that. So, yeah, that's what it is. I'm a sophomore. Sophomore communications major. Focusing in multimedia journalism. So, podcasting and being on air and all that has directly to do, of course, with my major. But I'm not only here because of that, even though that gives me kind of like a insight, I guess, to what, like, life will be like if I want to be an on-air journalist and whatnot. I'm here to, like I said earlier, bring back genuine conversation, you know, that other people should be listening to and in on and hearing about, right? My pronouns are she, her, daddy. Get it right. You know, keep it tight. Get it right. That's my pronouns, you feel me? I am a very, like, all-inclusive kind of person, even though I do have some problematic views. You feel me? I'm a problematic fave. I'm a problematic fave, but I am very inclusive of all people. So, yeah, that's really why I'm here, to bring that outlet to people, engage with people, talk to people, and bring that real genuine connection and communication back to podcasts and not just what we've been seeing happening. No shade, no tea to some other podcasts.
And I really like how you brought up pronouns. So here at the Fresh Air Podcast, like she said, Isha, we're very inclusive and we don't want this to be one-sided. We don't want it to be heteronormative. We don't want it to be like feeling like you're only hearing one perspective. And it could be easy to feel like that coming from 2 black women.
Yeah.
But I really don't think y'all understand. Like, we really do want this to be something that our friends can engage with, and they're not always, you know, cisgendered black women.
Yeah.
You know, they might be, you know, non-binary. Shout out to y'all, men. Shout out to y'all. So this is just, you know, just reminding y'all, this is a very inclusive space. And she was very transparent. Her pronouns are she, her, daddy. I'm just she, her. I don't got no mommy, no daddy parentals attached to mine, but...
I feel like, you know, that's not to say that we're not going to have things, like I said earlier, that might be a little problematic, because that's our view. We're going to shake it up a little bit. You know, the temperature going to get real spicy, real hot up in here. But that's where you come in, right? That's where you engage on our Instagram. You talk to us. You tweet us. You DM us. All that jazz, all in between that. That's where you add your opinion. Like, Ishii, I ain't like when you said that. And this is why. And we're going to bring it up on the episode. Like, let's talk about it. Let's debate about it.
Kitty Cat 36 said,
okay? Said, you was wrong here. She didn't like when you said this, right? So that's why we post things on Instagram. We ask you guys to comment and engage. We're also going to have little things like Easter eggs and stuff that we put in there. Mm-hmm. So this week, to give you a little hint, if you like cups of Joe or coffee, you might want to listen closely and listen out for that Easter egg. Mm-hmm. Now, our Easter eggs are going to be extremely random things. That you might not even notice is random because of how beautifully we just throw it in there, right?
Throw it in the pot.
But it's going to be random. It might be off topic. It might be a random object, you know, a random food item or something. But it will be extremely random. And if you are one of the people to get the correct answer, we're going to enter you into a raffle. And then we're going to hop on live and we're going to pick a name out the raffle and you're going to get... whatever gift is for that Easter egg. That's not to say we're going to do that every episode.
Because we are broke.
Because we are broke. But that is something that's present this episode and will be present throughout our season. So that's why we're here. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So earlier, I talked about the temperature. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I was about to ask you. I was just about to ask you. We talked about spicy, you know, how it could be heating up. Things could be heating up over here at the Fresh Air Podcast. But what's your temperature for this week?
My temp for this week is on, like, Lizzo, right? Okay. I've been really feeling Lizzo. But my temp specifically is Lizzo on my Twitter feed twerking on the baby.
Yup.
Like, she was throwing it back on stage.
For the 99s and the 2000s, baby.
What you mean? For the baby. And he about 5'6"? 5'4"? I'm capping. I apologize.
He might just be 5'5". We will have to research that. Asterisk.
He was catching it, though.
He was catching it.
Dude, what's your temp, man? How you feeling?
Before I state my temp, actually shout out to Lizzo because... she just made number one Billboard this week. So shout out to her, man. Because I tweeted, like, if we would have had Lizzo growing up, bro, I would have been, I'm a different breed now, but I really would have been a different breed.
Definitely.
Back in high school. But my temp, man, I feel a little chilly, you know, a euphoria.
Oh, euphoria.
I just finished the season finale of Euphoria, and y'all, I am confused.
Oh, that's a new thing with Zendaya?
With Zendaya, y'all, I am confused as hell. I'm confused as hell because... what happened was I saw a clip on Twitter and it was the episode for you all who don't watch Euphoria or you still late and you in episode one or two, go ahead and fast forward this a little bit. I'm about to do a little spoiler.
It could be because they couldn't afford the HBO now.
Hey man, hit me up, I got you. But for real, so I saw a clip on Twitter and it's the one where she's like the detective. So I thought in Euphoria she was gonna be a detective. I'm watching the show, this woman is a crackhead. Zendaya,
that's disrespectful.
No, listen though, Zendaya left Disney, she stopped shaking it up and she started snorting it up. And I was like, Zendaya, is this the story?
All kinds of stuff. Blue pills, yellow pills, white pills.
She running around here talking about something. I need drugs. But yeah, man, I'm really feeling it. Fair said hell nah. He didn't, like, I'm really feeling Euphoria. But that finale, season finale, had me real confused. That's my temperature. I'm a little chilly because I'm cold. I'm confused. I'm outside, like,
I'm weak. But before we move on to our topics for today and we breaking down, this episode is about intercultural relationships.
Yes.
It is about that. But I would like to briefly pause and let y'all know. You feel me? It's September. I done seen a lot of Virgo babies pop up on my feed. And I just want to give y'all a happy birthday.
Happy
birthday to y'all.
Happy birthday to you.
Even though y'all crazy as hell, though.
I'm still telling you. Hey, man.
Still love those Virgos.
Shout out to Mama B.
Happy birthday to
Mama B. I had a lot of people tell me, hey, shout me out. It's my birthday. This is just a collective shout out. You feel me?
For all the Virgos.
And you a Virgo. Shouts out to you.
Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday. Period. Happy birthday. Okay? Now let's get into it. You know, let's circle back to Lizzo.
Run it back.
You know?
Lizzo. Truth Hurts, man. That song is the anthem. That was the song. That was the anthem of the summer.
I mean, I'm telling you.
And even though it's been out,
I think the latter half of the summer, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. We were still trying to have a city girl summer, but it didn't work out. Free JT.
Hot girl.
Hot girl. I'm a hot girl too.
It's a hot, I'm a hot girl forever.
It's a hot girl fall. It's a hot girl semester. So that's not even. I didn't even put that in the category because that was already known. That was already given. But in terms of like Lizzo breaking out, that was really big.
Yeah,
it was really big. She definitely has. She's been out because I know you used to listen to her in high school, but that was just you.
Pause, because you used to think I was weird. Like niggas definitely one. Used to be like, "What are you bumping?" I was bumping Lizzo Coconut Oil, the Coconut Oil album. OG, like, that's not even OG Lizzo, but that's where I was when I was put on and my mom actually put me on. You feel me? If you haven't listened to that one, that's all about, like, that's where Loving Yourself starts. And then like, I feel like, what is the name of her album? Is Cause I Love You or something like that.
Is she talking about herself?
She's talking about like heartbreak in her relationships and stuff like that. So if you are going through some type of heartbreak or you're feeling like you're not really loving yourself, yo, bump that
tune
album.
Into that.
I'm telling you, you're going to be in the car like, hey, amen.
We're going to put that down on the list for self-care Sundays.
I'm telling you, put that on. And I mean, Lizzo breaking out has made a huge impact.
Yeah.
Right? You even addressing like how you posted on Twitter and was like, what if we had a Lizzo when we were younger?
Because we had Dessa Raven. But you see what happened to her.
Do you see how they used to dress Dessa Raven though?
Yes. I literally I saw a picture of the Cheetah Girls and she looked like the group manager.
I don't understand.
They got her outfit straight from Kato.
Kato. Or Lane Bryant.
Lane Bryant.
I feel like Lizzo represents like, oh, I can dress. I'm down with. I can be half naked too and still look good.
And still look good as hell.
I can dress just like you. Still look good as hell. And still pull a man. You feel me? I'm 100% that.
Okay now.
You feel me?
And when we talk about intercultural dating, let's unpack that. Because oftentimes people just go straight to race, right? And I think it's really interesting how Lizzo brings another perspective of intercultural dating and talking about identity, period. Like body identity, right? Because, you know, a lot of people don't think about how that does play a big role in your relationships. Like, being a fat black woman is completely, you're going to have a completely different experience than a you know, average size or skinny black woman, and we're the same damn race.
Definitely.
And, you know, sex. So I think it's like she, especially with the baby, like she brought a different perspective because that ain't the baby. That's my baby. You know?
So that ain't the baby. That's my baby. You know, period.
He's real hot out here, and just like, you know, seeing her interact with him in that way, like sexualized. Mm-hmm. It was like, whoa.
I am going to be honest with you though. The album, or I mean, the song they released, the remix of Truth Hurts. I didn't know if I banged with it at first.
The remix?
Yeah, they made a remix, girl. Ooh. Get on that with the baby. That's why he was on stage.
Hey, now.
That's why he was on stage.
See?
That's why he was on stage. That's why he was on stage.
Apple Music don't be hitting me.
No,
up.
But he, even in that instance, it's like she is representing something that, like, even that's not even her genre, but she's crossing over because she does sometimes categorize herself as a rapper, but also talking about creating her own lane in music.
Yeah,
right.
She definitely because has done that.
You know, but adding a baby, it was like, oh, she got the baby on here rapping or whatever. So they really have like a chemistry between the both of them. And then, you know, Lizzo is always saying that she's that fat girl that will steal your nigga. Like, steal
and
your
that's
man.
On period. That's on the period.
But we do want to get into like the difficulties of that, right? Being a big girl with a 5'6" man or being a plus size woman.
Before we go any further, I don't want our 5'6" and under kings to feel any type of way. Put the phone down. Don't unfollow us. Don't cut it off. Don't cut the podcast off. Hold on, wait before you get in your feelings. We're just saying that a 5'6" and under king, like how society views that, not how we view it. Because I'm not even gonna hold you. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't really play in that game.
Of course.
But before, you know, that's just full disclosure. Shout out to y'all.
I want to say shout out to y'all, but also as a 5'9".
Oh, Jesus.
5'9".
Stallion.
You know, stallion. Plus size stallion. Okay. Because we be leaving out our plus size stallions.
Right.
But a 5'9", plus size woman, and I'm black, you feel me? I will tell you my eyes, I'm not going to go to the 5'6" kings
and
first.
And that's very valid.
And that's not to knock y'all.
It's very valid.
It's going to make me feel huge. Like large.
Because on the flip, it's like, they say like, oh, men can have preferences. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's nothing wrong with you having a preference of not a 5'6" and under.
You know, you can just gotta be 5'9" or up, honestly.
You just gotta reach.
You gotta 5'8", you feel me? I could push 5'8".
You just gotta be able to reach. You know what I'm saying? That's all you just gotta be able
to reach.
I can't
be reaching down, though.
I can't be digging down in my purse, trying to pick you up, trying to put you on my back. No.
But what does that say with how, does that have to do with how people will see it? And how people will then judge your relationship?
I think that definitely has a role in, like I said prior to our recording this episode, it's like, you know, because of course we have this conversation before we come mm-hmm. on air. And like I was saying, I find it like people say that, mm-hmm. but imagine growing up being bullied by the skinny short niggas, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden we grown now. You think I'm fine.
Exactly.
I'm just supposed to hide my trauma that you gave me.
Exactly.
No, nigga. I'ma go to where I was loved before, and even if I wasn't loved in the way I should have, these mm-hmm. the people that been showing me love, which is the Chubby Kings. The Chubby Kings been showing me love.
I'm telling you. But let's talk about, like, also the Chubby Kings who not, because lately on my feed, I've seen some Chubby Kings, some large man kings talking about some, I like skinny girls, and what's wrong with saying that? And I'm like, nothing's wrong with saying that, but when you're knocking big women and you're 400 pounds.
It's real, like, what are you doing?
And my good sis who likes you is only capping 200. It's like, sir.
Ooh. Sir. Only capping. But see, and it's the same thing with race. You can say mm-hmm. the same thing with race. It's like how black men always say that we're jealous that, you know, they're with a white woman mm-hmm. or a non-black woman. But it's like, no, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. It's just when you start slandering the same people that supported you in the past, it's
definitely
when I get like, oh, wait a minute, you're crunching toes.
Exactly.
And so when fat boys turn around and spit at black girls, it's like, but hold on, we in the same boat, and it's sinking. And it's sinking.
Literally.
We're both literally sinking. Because you're trying to find validation through a skinny woman, and some big women, I'm not saying all, some big women are trying to find their validation through skinny men, mm-hmm. finding them, you know, attractive. And it's just like, y'all, remember your roots.
I'm definitely.
Remember your
definitely.
Roots.
Definitely. You know, I'm real quick to curve a skinny man. And that's not because I don't appreciate the love from skinny men that I receive. It's just that I feel like being culturally different, because size has to do with culture, right? We're not talking about culture in a sense of food and things like that, right, which that plays into your culture. I'm talking about culture, about like self-identity
right.
and how that manifests itself, mm-hmm. right? Your size, how does that change your concept of self or your knowledge about who you are as a person,
right?
So being bigger, right, I can't force myself to intermingle between cultures,
right?
Because when you're a skinny man, it's like you don't understand the things
what
I go
through.
You know, you can walk into a store and get clothes, and even big and tall men don't have as much as
access.
An issue, I guess, but they have more issues than
they definitely,
like,
do have
skinny.
They definitely do, and like you're saying, like, it's not the same experience. So like, I'm keeping real, I have thick thighs. We go to an amusement park and I'm with my skinty boo, and
I'm
he gets me on the ride.
He's like, yeah,
my thighs, I don't know if you hear it, my thighs cannot fit. That's one thing
I personally feel that, okay?
You know what I'm saying? So I think I definitely think it plays bigger roles. And then it goes to the question of, like, we're talking about skinny men and big women, but like, I only see this shit online. Like, the baby,
definitely.
Like, I don't want to say the baby don't like the thickums in real life, because I also just seen a video on Twitter.
I saw that when it first came out.
Shooting
his shot.
Yeah.
At a thicker woman.
She said, what else can you eat? You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
Period.
I'm not trying to
question
say that
mark.
He doesn't really have an attraction to bigger women, or it's unwarranted. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
how is it like offline?
But you're asking, but do you like them IRL?
Do you like them IRL? Are they your cup of tea? When the cameras aren't on. Because
mm-hmm.
we had people in the past like Drake. I like my girls.
BBW. And.
But I ain't seen Drake with no fat woman yet. And I'm not saying he's obligated to. But this is what you said, sir.
This is the content that you're putting out, right?
You told me.
You're pushing that you like your women.
BBW. But we ain't saying
what categorizes this BBW.
See,
that's a whole other episode.
Because then you'll have the men coming up. Well, I said BBW, but I really meant thick. But
you know?
What's thick?
Exactly.
Because going back to Lizzo, she considers herself thick, and some people consider her fat.
I mean, Lizzo thinks she has a fat ass.
Okay, now.
Lizzo said her
if
ass
you
is
think
fat.
It, if you think it and dream it, you can achieve it, honey. If you think it and dream it, you can achieve it, because We're not gonna body shame, because it's not even body shaming. It's just not true.
I mean, I definitely think it is relative to your own back, but once again, your self concept. Because I have people like my friends who have fat asses, right? Mm-hmm. Walking around me, I look at my behind, and I'm like, oh, I have a pancake. But it's okay, because my mother told me to tell people, for all my big, chubby women out there who don't have butts, when they ask you, oh, why don't you have an ass?
What you tell them, sis?
Because it's all in the front. And I'm going to let you interpret that. Ooh! How do you want to interpret that? Okay.
Wow, it's getting really spicy. She was not playing with her tent. Her tent was spicy.
Okay. I'm going to let you interpret that.
But that's a great conversation. I think that that's enough. Hey, y'all, we want to hear what you have to say. But not to really, like, you know, flip the switch, but to flip the switch, let's go back to my girl Z.
Right.
We're talking about Zendaya. We're talking about Euphoria. And even in Euphoria, Zendaya is a biracial woman, just IRL. Like, that's common sense. We know that.
Yeah.
In the show, but in real life, her dad's black and her mom's white. In the show, her mom's black and her dad's white. And that dynamic, like, she be calling her mama a bitch. She be slapping her.
I'm deaf telling you, but she loved her dad. She loved her dad. He was sick, but...
That's where her drug addiction started. With her dad. And that, to me, symbolism jumped out.
It goes deeper than just the show.
It jumped out. And so talking about Zendaya in that show, she has a love interest. I don't know if she knows that's her love interest.
No, she definitely knows.
Because Rue...
We're gonna have to do a spoiler alert. Because she definitely knows, her and Rue...
Jules and Rue are an item.
Yeah, you know? Rue and Jules, yeah.
They're an item. And I thought... that initially when I watched the show that Rue and Fez.
Yeah, I peeped that too. But either way, he's still white.
Huh?
He's still white. So it's still interracial.
Then you look at Euphoria and I only seen two black families, which is Rue's family and her sister Gia. And then you have, what's his name? McKay, the football player dating the school slut or whatever. Mm-hmm. And his two little brothers. And I ain't seen no other black... I mean, if we see black people, they're extras.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I have not been paying attention to the show.
No, you're definitely, like,
but that's the main characters. You know, that's the only black people that we see. So, when we talk about intercultural dating, like, in spaces like that, I mean, where do we give way? Where do boundaries get set? Because you have... what's her name? Jules kind of being manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Manipulative. Excuse me. Ooh. To Rue... But I don't know if culture plays an aspect in that, or is that just some, like, personal shit that they're going through? Like,
I definitely think Jules is going through her own personal shit.
She definitely is.
She's going through her own personal shit. And not to get off on a tangent about the show, but she's going through her own personal shit.
Right.
Right?
We see it.
We literally, but when you, I guess when you're, like, assessing this, like, intercultural, specifically here, it's interracial.
Right.
Right? Because IRL, is she not dating a white man?
Zendaya's definitely got a new real
life.
And we seen it on Twitter. The black man saying they was mad at her.
I really wish we had some, like, tweets of the, like, from the black man that we could quote.
Like, I just blocked. I just muted. I mean, I didn't even really want to read into that kind of discourse because it's tired.
Right.
You know, it's really tired. It's the whole coming back thing of, like, when we date a white woman, black men, black women attack us. But when black women date white men, they're told that they're saved, and I see it.
But it's like, she's half white.
She is half white.
She's half white. So, like, are you telling her that she has to choose a part of her history,
identity,
her identity, right, her heritage? Because, yes, she has in the past represented black women.
Right.
Right. She stands up for black women.
Definitely.
She has definitely done that in the past. But she still is half white. So is it really, like, her turning around and being like, it's not her saying F you to black men.
Right.
It's just... in this moment, I've had a connection with this man, and he happens to be white.
Right.
She didn't actively seek out a white man, but what is the issue when people actively seek out white people?
Yeah, I think there is an issue with that, because then that becomes like a self-hatred conversation.
Right.
Because if you're actively seeking out, because what happens if you... I know I have a personal story in my life. I ain't gonna say too much about too much, but I have a personal story in my life where I've seen this man been constantly introduced to women, black women that he likes, that he calls himself falling in love with, but somehow, some way, he always ended up with a quote unquote snow bunny. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like if you break down, like, even his background and being where he's from in the community he's from, is that the only place that gets him attention? Because he has actively pursued these black women and they consistently turn him down?
I feel like a part of it is nature versus nurture, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like nature, you're raised by a black woman, you go to a black church, and all of those things play big roles into who you are, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about what is your education background like? Because, you know, school plays a big part in how mm-hmm. you're socialized. So I think it's a little bit of, okay, you can say that black women don't pay attention to you, but honey, there's no way in this world that all the black women of the United mm-hmm. States just W you. And if there is, you need to look internally.
I'm telling you, because it's probably an issue with
black
you.
Black women are not monolithic. And let's say that one time, black women are not monolithic. So maybe...
One more time.
Black women are not monolithic. Okay. So maybe, and neither are black men. So maybe you out here on, for my 704 QC Charlotte.
Four.
You out here on Betty's floor trying to be, I like my hoes ghetto and pretty, but maybe that's not your speed.
Yeah.
That's not your tempo.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But once again, I just feel like black women have to be the stepping stool of a point. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? We have to be humiliated to make a point.
Definitely.
And I think that in this case, Zendaya is being humiliated for who she loves to prove a point, which is not fair because, like you said, she's half white.
She's half white. That's what I'm saying. And she probably just fell in love with a person or started liking a person.
Especially in Hollywood.
And then we're putting our, I feel like,
exactly.
views of self and our things on this woman. It's like, oh no, black women did not tell you, oh, you like, you know, like you're yeah. going to white women instead. It's things that you're doing.
Right.
Right. And then you're flipping in, trying to flip it on her because you're her.
Exactly.
You're trying to say, yeah. oh, she over here dating a white man and y'all not going to say nothing about that because she.
Don't nobody care.
I'm telling you.
I think that black men who date white women specifically, and not all of them because there's always anomalies mm-hmm. and there's always outliers, but, oh, Jesus, my lunch coming up. Excuse me, y'all. But like the black men who date white women. Who slander black women. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Black men who date white women and slander black women are the only group that I feel like get attacked, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Because how dare you? You know what I'm saying? We're talking about intercultural yeah. dating, and like, no, I feel like at this point it's 2019.
Definitely.
Love who you love goes beyond just
it's
the LGBT.
Pushing past
yes,
that, you know?
Yes. It's like, no one, there's obviously still systematic racism. There's mm-hmm. obviously still oppression. And I feel like it is hard to navigate those relationships. But I think mm-hmm. that when you start slandering is when we get bucked.
Yeah, that's when black women as a collective, that's not even as a whole collective,
yeah.
but as a majority is going to flip on you and be like, okay, this is not cool. And we're not going to let you get away with this.
Like, how dare
right?
you?
When you're slandering us, right? Because I've seen that. Definitely. Growing up, you feel me? I went to private school. I've right. seen that. I've seen people collectively go against these groups of black women, but then hold white women who are not even on the same pedestal to
Ooh,
the same Jesus. Level. And that's not to knock, because I have,
Jesus.
This is going to make me sound like I'm one of the racist people who'd be like, oh my God, I have black friends,
wow.
but I yeah. have white friends. And I know the difference between white people who are here for it, like here
right.
for the growth, here for loving each other, here for pushing these views that are going to help us as a society.
Right.
And then I see the people who are dating black men because they think they have big dicks.
Right, fetishizing them.
That are, to hop back to the other topic, small men who are dating big women because they heard they suck dick well.
Or they can cook.
Like, or they can cook. You know? So that's where I was going with that. I'm not knocking white people as a whole, because I am black, but I have a lot of white friends, right? And if you
okay.
listen to this and you're like, oh my God, Ishii, like, what the fuck? Hit
but
me in
not,
the comments.
It's not even attacking white women, but I do feel like white women do play a very vital role when we're talking about interracial dating. Like,
mm-hmm.
white women in general seem to be very complacent.
Mm-hmm.
They are very complacent. I feel like it will be foolish.
Mm-hmm.
for us to say that they don't know what they're doing in certain
mm-hmm.
instances. You know, when we talk about, for example, this is kind of getting off topic, but Emmett Till, that woman lied on that little boy because
mm-hmm.
she knew what her status in society
was. What year
held.
That happened?
That was 1950. I don't want to lie. Either 53 or 54 or 52.
I'm telling you, yeah.
I don't want to lie. I don't want to lie to y'all. I am a sociologist slash historian, but I don't want
to
lie to y'all.
I only ask that to show that it's still
that is still happening.
Issue.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And honestly, if we continue to allow white women to victimize themselves, it's going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when interracial dating happens, as a white woman, if you're dating a black man and you see a black man disrespecting the women that raised him and
mm-hmm.
you are okay with that, you know what you're doing. You're part of the problem.
If you're on the other end and you're a white woman who is like, oh no, this is what I'm not finna let you do this, right? Because that's not cool. You
right.
feel me? Now, Also, if you're a white woman who, like Zendaya, happened to fall in love with somebody of a different race, because interracial couples are not just black and white.
They're not.
Of course, we're using an example that goes into black and white, right. But it gets so much more diverse, right. Because this world is so diverse, right? But if you're also in that instance where you just happened to fall in love with this person and you weren't necessarily taking into consideration all of the different cultural issues that go with it, then that's very different than you actively seeking out a black
man.
And you actively saying, oh,
ding, ding,
like,
ding.
You know?
Bingo! So, definitely, I agree with that. I feel like Zendaya's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
She's white and she's black.
Yeah.
We can't continue to ask biracial people to choose. It's not fair. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to them. And I have biracial people in my family and who are constantly being asked to choose. They can't choose even if they wanted to, because now it's like I have to shun this part of my identity. And do I want to power to the people with the oppressed side? Mm-hmm. Or do I want to, hey, hide the money, y'all, the rich people, you know, like, I don't really know.
I don't either.
I don't know where she stands on that, but if she's happy, let the girl be happy.
Let her be happy. Let her be happy.
With her white man.
Let her be
let
happy.
Let her be happy with Brad.
Let her be happy. His name is not even Brad.
Because maybe Don Quavius wasn't giving her what she needed. So Brad is going, let her
don't
be
you
happy
play
with
in the
Brad.
Stereotype so you make names like Brad and Don Quavius?
But I mean, if we're going to play the white man's game. I just picked up a piece, okay? I didn't put the board down.
I'm weak.
But on a serious note, if Zendaya is happy, and even if it's a rumor, I feel like Twitter has a way of blowing things up. You know what I'm saying? Even with the Lizzo and the baby thing, where we're thinking it's freaking awesome that we're seeing this fat black woman celebrate her sexuality and mm-hmm. her individuality mm-hmm. on stage, you still have people on Twitter who was calling her a fat
slob. Oh, most definitely.
So it's most definitely, definitely double-sided perspectives. So we just have to, like, figure out, you know,
mm-hmm.
where do you stand in it? And I know where I stand. I feel like Lizzo is my bitch. Zendaya is my bitch.
I'm telling you.
Zendaya to white man.
You know, and Lizzo is just my fat black icon who is unapologetic about being fat black and beautiful while doing that, right? Something else that we're also going to be throwing into this podcast as we bring it to a close, because, you know, we've been talking for a minute and
we're running these mouths.
You know, we're getting off on tangents and whatnot like that, but we do want to bring it back to something else we're going to be doing, right? Buttermilk Ranch. Something else we're going to be doing is our questions of every episode. So our way in the beginning of engaging you guys, right, and talking to you and getting your opinions out there and adding your conversation into this podcast, which
right.
is our conversation, right, is engaging you with questions. So the question of this episode, right, is going to segue into next episode a little
Definitely.
Bit, right? So we out here, we talking about relationships. Season one. All about relationships. We hinted about situationships. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I want you to hear that. A situationship.
Because we all done been in one. Might
say a lot of people
one.
Okay.
You
said right
hallelujah.
Now. But do you think that our generation, because, you know, we are in college. I'm 20. Julia's 20-ish.
20-ish. But like that. I'm on my way.
Do you think that our generation has created this culture of situationships and hookup culture? And is hookup culture and situationships the same thing?
Ooh.
Right? Because we're going to tell you our opinions. We're going to say that. Right? Because, you know, we can talk for a minute about it. Maybe a whole episode. But hookup culture and situationships are very different from us. But I'm going to reiterate that question one more time. Do you think that our generation has created a culture of situationships / hookup culture? Uh-huh. Or do you think it was something that already existed and we built upon?
Right.
Right? Let's really give us it all. Like, tell us what you think under our post when we ask you the question. Mm-hmm. Right? Also, make sure you opened your ears and listen for that Easter egg, because it was somewhere in our episode.
It definitely was.
It popped up in there.
Definitely was.
Right?
And for those who probably doing something else, if you didn't catch that question, it's all good. Like Ishi said, we're going to be reposting it on our Instagram. We really want to hear from y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Because these questions is juicy.
They are. They can literally start whole debates. Right? And that's what we're aiming to do.
Exactly.
Right? We want to have that actively on our podcast.
Exactly.
Right? It's more than just the conversation between us two.
Right.
Tell us what you're trying to hear. Tell us what you want to say. You want your voice heard, and we're here for that.
Exactly.
Right? We're here for that. Once again, my name is Ishi.
And it's your girl, Ju on the track.
You know, and this is the end of episode one.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Episode one, but do you like it? IRL. You know, so.
I'm a fault with
you.
But we'll see y'all next week, all right?